Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Today in the View from Wayne America, I'm going to visit with Nicole Hagland from Providence Medical Center. Hello, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well today.
First, let's find out a little bit about you. What is your position at Providence Medical Center?
I serve as the Vice President of Nursing Services here at Providence Medical Center. So I oversee all the nursing departments in the facility, respiratory therapy, and the social services department.
Okay. Oversee, or do you actually do the actual nursing yourself, too?
I do jump in and help out and do some direct patient care when I'm able and when the need arises.
Okay. How many nurses do you have there at the hospital?
We average between all the departments close to 45 nursing staff, and that's between surgery, outpatient, inpatient, ER nursing, and home health and hospice.
Well, I know it's been kind of a different time the last several months here. Let's go back a little bit in history. When this all began, what kind of procedures did you have to go through to kind of all get retrained about what procedures you were going to have to go through during this time?
Well, I guess to first of all start off, PMC opened their Emergency Operations Center on March 6th. And so what that is where we appointed hospital incident command roles. So certain staff within our organization took on incident command roles to utilize their expertise when it came to the pandemic and what their roles are. Some of that being medical care expertise and logistics as far as requisitioning supplies that we might need in the organization. So we have been working very closely as we meet routinely. Most weeks we meet on a daily basis to ensure that we are establishing good health measures to utilize in the organization, address our personal protective equipment supply needs, and also develop education and training for staff. This group also attends a lot of local, state, and federal conference calls via WebEx or Zoom on daily basis to stay up to date on the emerging pandemic and the best practices utilized so that way we can follow those guidance here within Providence Medical Center.
Okay, well, give me some idea. When you come to work each day, what do you have to go through?
When I come to work each day, one of the first things I do is I get on my computer and check my email for any updates that's came from the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control, anything that came from Nebraska DHHS, Department of Health and Human Services, or from our local health department, Northeast Nebraska Public Health Department, as they are all sending out several updates to keep you abreast on the most up-to-date information, and if we need to change anything that we're doing. This is an ever-changing event, and sometimes changes occur daily, so that is what I start my day with doing. After that, since I am in nursing, I fall more along the medical care branch line, and I meet with my team here at Providence Medical Center to make sure that we are following all the guidelines put out, putting processes in place for screening patients, isolation of patients in our organization, whether that be wearing personal protective equipment as far as gowns, masks, gloves, hair covers, those types of things to not only protect our patients but our staff as well from any possible spread of the COVID-19 virus. We also have close relationships with the physicians that practice here and making sure that everybody is on the same page and following the same processes. We meet routinely with the laboratory as they help us with specimen collection and getting our specimens to the testing facilities so we can get those results back. And then one other big thing that we put in place was we instituted an employee health team. So we have subject matter experts, our infection prevention physician and our infection prevention nurse here at the hospital, along with a few other nursing staff, have made up this employee health team, and we evaluate on a daily basis all of our staff coming into the organization as far as monitoring any possible symptoms of COVID-19 that they would have, And we've also instituted temperature monitoring, so all staff entering the facility need to take their temperature before coming to work at their mid-shift, so around noontime if you're working day shift, and at the end of their shift, just to make sure that they are not showing any symptoms of COVID-19 to protect the rest of our staff here and the patients. So they oversee that. They also oversee all the admissions coming into the organization as far as screening any patients coming in. And then if those patients receive COVID testing, when those test results come back, they assist with instituting practices as far as if we need to increase isolation or decrease isolation based on the test results. So they have a big part in how COVID has affected the hospital and really ensuring the safety of our patients and staff.
So you are actually doing some testing there?
Yes, we are. So we as an organization cannot test for the specific COVID-19 virus. Our equipment we have here does not allow to do that. We are able to obtain the specimens. A mm-hmm. lot of smaller facilities are not able to test for this virus due to the capabilities of their lab, but we do collect them and we have couriers, so they will pick up the specimens and take them down. Most of them are going to the public health lab down in Lincoln, and they will run those tests and get us the results. We're seeing pretty timely results, so from when we collect a specimen to when we get the results is typically coming back in 24 to 48 hours.
Out of curiosity, how many positive results have you received? Any idea?
We work collectively with the Northeast Nebraska Public Health Department, and so in looking at it, I believe that they put out last evening that we have 14 positive tests within our health district. Those come from a variety of sources. Some
right.
of them may come from hospitals or clinic settings. So at Providence Medical Center, we have not currently had a COVID positive patient.
Okay, so you have not had to isolate any of your patients as of yet?
For a positive test. We have put some isolation precautions in place until we get those results back, just to ensure that we may not
gotcha.
Be contaminating other people because of the unknown. So we do have some isolation practices for anybody admitted that we are just providing that precaution until we get the results back showing a negative, and then we let up on those isolation precautions.
So there's a certain area in the hospital that's set up just for that, for the isolating?
It is in the direct patient care rooms. So those patients are isolated to those direct rooms, and our direct patient care staff wears personal protective equipment, so gowns, gloves, masks, face shields to protect them when caring for those patients. If we do receive a positive COVID test, the isolation increases, and we do have plans in place. We have not had to put this up yet, but we do have plans in place for how those patients can be secluded from the other patients of the hospital, and there's designated staff who will care specifically for those.
And I assume they have gotten specific training along those lines.
That is correct. Providence Medical Center does a great job of educating and training staff on a routine basis. We have yearly education and training as far as properly using your isolation equipment, your personal protective equipment, and in this situation, you may even need to use an N95 mask or what they call a PAPR respirator. That is a hood that filters air through it. We do this training with our staff routinely. We have increased our training lately, just giving refresher training to make sure everybody feels comfortable using that and, you know, just kind of easing their minds to know that they do know what they're doing. We've put in place that if somebody is having to put on this type of equipment, that they have a partner with them so they can walk them through the steps, and we have somebody visually watching them put on this equipment and take it off to ensure that they're doing it correctly and we have no type of cross-contamination. So while I would say, yes, we've kind of increased our education, it is something that we do and are prepared for on a routine basis, but we have just kind of upped that level a little bit and provided refresher training on it.
Have you received enough of the personal protective equipment that you need? You got enough on hand as of right now?
As of right now, we do currently. We have a good planning team. We have, I'll just call out Jody Thompson. She is our Safety and Service Excellence Coordinator. She has done a phenomenal job over the last several years, and disaster preparedness is kind of how some of this is related to. And if it's a virus or if it's like a physical casualty that comes in, maybe like a tornado that causes lots of injury, we do a lot of training with our program and with our staff on these type of scenarios, and some of that involves a lot of equipment. So Jody has done a great job of helping to make sure that we kind of stockpile our equipment and have it here at Providence Medical Center on hand for when these situations arise.
Of course, earlier on there was a lot of talk about ventilators being available. How is the hospital set up for that kind of thing?
Being a critical access hospital, we don't have specific intensive care units. We can take some critical care patients. With that, our intention is typically to transfer these patients out if they need ventilator coverage. We are able to put people on a ventilator, and we do have what we call our transfer ventilators. That is typically what we use when we transfer a patient to a larger facility. As most people are probably aware, Providence Medical Center runs and operates the ambulance service here in Wayne, and that includes any transfers that we take to a higher level of care. So with that, we do have what we consider our transfer ventilators. So we could put a patient on a ventilator for a period of time to maintain their respiratory status if needed, the goal being to get them to a higher level of care. But if we did have to maintain that, we would be able to maintain that for a period of time here at PMC.
A certain number of ventilators available?
We have two transfer ventilators available, and then we do use our anesthesia machines, have the capability to be ran as a ventilator. So we do have those in-house as well. There's a lot of processes that go in place and precautions, because we would not be able to transfer those over, all of them over to ventilators, because we would still need to be able to do emergent surgeries if needed.
Right. Well, speaking of surgeries, they're going to start allowing the elective procedures again starting next week through your outpatient clinic. I know there's a lot of that. I mean, I think I was one of the last to have an elective procedure before that was kind of shut down. That was more than a month ago now, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, anything you had to do to kind of maybe get ready? I know you screen patients coming in a lot. That's a big part of it, I know.
It is. So we are putting plans and processes in place to kind of bring back a few of those procedures that we had to put on hold, and some of our visits that we had to put on hold for a period of time. Patients do have essential appointments that they need. They sometimes need to see their cardiologist, or they sometimes need to have some type of procedure done to diagnose health conditions. And it's kind of ruling out, is it better to hold off and wait, or is it better to get this done and possibly diagnose something that needs treatment? So we really want to work with our patients, and, you know, we're taking all the precautions that have been put out through, you know, our referral sources, you know, such as the CDC and DHHS and our health department that we work closely with regarding screening, temperature monitoring of those people coming in. We do a pre-screening, so we will call them on the phone ahead of time, even a day before they come in, to ask them the screening questions. They'll be asked that again when they present to the facility, and they will have their temperature taken. If for some reason they're not able to pass the screening, they will be referred to go home, and a process will be set up to possibly bring them back in, you know, at a later time. Or maybe they need to see their primary care provider to get cleared that they are not sick and can proceed with the procedure. So those are all in place. We do require patients coming into our facility. When they enter our facility, they need to wear a mask as well, and we encourage hand hygiene. So we have hand sanitizer and hand washing stations set up, just so that way we can provide that protection as well.
So you are requiring masks. Anybody who comes to, like, visit any of the specialists that come to the outpatient clinic, you do have to wear a mask before you come in.
Correct. So some people may have their own masks. Otherwise, we do have masks that we can provide them when they enter the facility.
Okay.
So Northeast Nebraska Public Health Department just put out, I believe it was the end of last week, they did a great job of masking instructions and how to appropriately take off your mask and put it on. And we work very closely with them and are kind of tag teaming on that a little bit with those instructions. And those you'll see throughout our facility a lot too. So if somebody would present with their own mask on, we would ask them to do hand hygiene when they enter our facility. But we would walk them through those steps, and we'll also have those flyer instructions posted too, that if for some reason they need to take off their mask, that they can do it appropriately without contaminating any surfaces or touching their mouth or nose, spreading anything anywhere. if a patient does not have a mask, we will provide that for them.
Okay. Well, one other area that I know a lot of people are interested in is visitation, and that you are not allowing visitors as of now. Any idea of when that might change?
That restriction will stay in place. I do not have any specific date on when that will change. I think that in order for that to change, we'll have to see a decrease in the COVID positive activity in our health district. That kind of gauges a lot of what we're doing. And as of right now, our COVID positive activity is increasing in our health district. There's been a few additional cases seen in the area. So we will defer that a little bit at this time, especially until we get maybe more clear guidance from our local public health department.
Okay. Well, bottom line is if you do need the hospital, they're there, and you should not be afraid to go to the hospital if need be, you know, for emergency purposes. And there are just some things that they have to do to keep everybody safe. All the people working there as well as patients, right?
That is correct. We are here. We are open. We have been this entire time. It just looks a little bit different, and there might be a few additional steps to processes that people aren't used to as they have been in the past. But please know that we're here to serve you and that we're taking all safety measures to protect you and our staff as well.
And you should, of course, call your physician. Call, if you visit any of the specialists that come to town on a regular basis, call them and talk to them first about whether or not you'd need to come in for anything at the present time, right?
That is correct. And especially for outpatient specialty clinics and the surgical department, our staff here at PMC are reaching out to those patients with appointments and visiting with them regarding their needs and if they really do need to be seen or if it's something that can be delayed to a later time. So we are maintaining contact with patients who might have previously had an appointment and needed to be rescheduled and when is the right time to bring them back in to see that specialist.
All right. Anything we haven't touched on yet, Nicole, that we should?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to work then.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate everything you guys do at the hospital.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nicole Hagelin from Providence Medical Center, again, our guest today on The View from Wayne America. In the event you missed any portion of today's program or if The View is broadcast at a time that is not convenient, you can now hear a podcast of The View on our website. Under Community, select the Podcast tab on WayneDailyNews.com.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the